Hey everybody, this is Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcasts presented to you by The Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about being too nice. Some people might say there's no such thing as being too nice, but there is. Maybe not for other people, but you can certainly be too nice for your own good. So today we're going to talk about how to tell if you're being taken advantage of and what to do about that. Now here at The Little Shaman, we are very fond of saying, life is love. Actually, we're more than fond of saying it. We believe that it's absolute truth, and it's the sole reason for existence. We believe love is the axis upon which the world turns. That means loving yourself too, though. There's nothing wrong with wanting to help other people and with putting their needs before your own, but if that's something that you find yourself doing all the time, especially if you're getting nothing in return, it might be time to put your foot down and love yourself a little bit. So how nice is too nice? Let's say that you're in the middle of something pretty important and your friend calls and she needs you to help her. It's not an emergency or anything, she just needs your help with something. What do you do in that situation? Would you tell her that you'd love to help her and you will as soon as you're done? Or do you simply just abandon what you're doing without ever even mentioning it so that you can help her? If you pick the second choice, you're too nice. If it's not a dire emergency, then your friend can wait while you take care of what you need to take care of in your own life. If she doesn't understand that or she gets angry, then maybe she's not that good of a friend. A real friend cares just as much about your life and problems as you care about theirs, and she'd never want you to abandon something important to help her with something that can wait. Another example could be if you find yourself always available for a friend or a family member who's not available for you. You know, you've moved their furniture, you've babysat their children, you've given them rides, you kept their cat while they went on vacation, but it just seems like somehow they're always doing something else when you need them to come through for you. Now, of course, there are situations where people genuinely are too busy to help, but if that happens every single time, it might be time to ask yourself if that person values you as much as you value them. Because people can get into the habit of depending on someone who's always there for them, and that's a great thing. It's wonderful to know who you can always rely on and be able to rely on that person when you need them. But it's also easy to fall into taking somebody for granted. If that's not given by both parties equally, it's taking advantage of somebody, and that's not true friendship. That's not how family works. It's not how love works. Anything that makes somebody feel resentful, unappreciated, marginalized, or used isn't love. So the question you need to ask yourself if you find that you're being taken advantage of is, why do you allow yourself to be taken for granted if you find that you are? Does it make you feel good to help? Do you fear that the other person isn't going to like you if you don't do it? Are you afraid to say no? Are you going to feel guilty? Instead of focusing on their reason, you know, instead of sitting there thinking, why are they taking advantage of me? Focus on your reason. Their reason is their problem. It's their lesson and their journey. People treat us how we allow them to treat us, so focus on why you are allowing it. That's what you have control over, and that's the lesson you're meant to be taught, so it's important to figure it out. If you find such a person in your life, it's up to you to decide how to deal with it. We all have to walk our own paths in life. However, if the situation's not addressed, it's pretty unlikely to change. And you're going to find yourself angry, resentful, and sad over the situation, and that's a bad thing. Many times, though, and this is the good part, the person taking advantage doesn't even realize that they're doing it. And that's nice because it means they're not doing it on purpose, but it also means that they're not likely to stop if you never say anything. It's important to remember that you don't have to allow anyone in your life don't feel respects or appreciates you, and there's no reason to feel guilty about it. Ever. Remember, love is all-encompassing, and that includes you. You have to love yourself as much as you love your friends and family, because we're all one. We're all part of the great tapestry that's life. The more you love and respect yourself, the more other people will love and respect you. You're in other people's lives to teach them, just like they're here to teach you. One of the most important things we want to remember is that it's not love to just give somebody everything they want. It's enabling. Love is strong as well as soft. If you find that you're being taken advantage of, you're doing both yourself and your friends and family a favor by standing up for yourself. Sometimes the greatest gift you can give somebody is to point out where they're going wrong. That includes yourself. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast presented by The Little Shaman with me, The Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.